If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good and you?
Excellent, thank you. We're going to be talking about the Samsung Galaxy Note 20. Tell us all about it. I'm a Samsung phone guy myself, so very excited about this.
Well, it's the annual refresh of smartphones, and you know, 11, 12 is so pedestrian. They go 10, 20, 30, 40, because apparently there are huge improvements. And truth be told, there actually are. We're sitting at the cutting edge of mobile technology. And the big news, as we've spoken about quite a few times, is obviously 5G. It's now available from three providers in South Africa, MTN, Vodacom, and Rain. Rain's not mobile, but MTN and Vodacom are. And I expect over the next year a massive rollout of 5G across urban South Africa. So if you're living in any of the major cities, you'll be able to get 5G pretty much across the entire place. And why that's a big deal is that all the new phones starting from now, and I won't mention the Huawei, unfortunately, because they have huge issues around not being part of the Google ecosystem, which is a challenge. But that being said, Samsung's latest offering is their first 5G phone, and the Note 20 and the Note 20 Ultra, it's got to be Ultra, come truly as 5G phones. They say they are going to bring in a 4G version, but once you're spending, and I mean literally spending over 20 grand for a phone, not to buy a 5G phone makes zero sense for anybody. But what has improved, apart from the simple fact that it's 5G, they've improved the S Pen once again. And the S Pen is the defining characteristic of the Note series. So if you draw anything, write anything, note take, which is surprisingly useful, something I didn't think I'd use a lot of. But on the Note 10, I used the S Pen a lot to take notes in meetings, just jot down random thoughts. Not exactly creative, so I didn't draw anything.
Right.
But the S Pen, I played with a new one. Interestingly, they had a real session where people could touch and feel the phone, sanitized, of course.
Yes.
Last week, Thursday, when they launched on Wednesday. And the phones will be available in South Africa from the 21st of August, which is interesting. So no global slowdown for them. The product's out there and it will be available. Yeah. The new S Pen is actually quite remarkable. I didn't believe they could improve much on it, but it feels like you're writing on paper, which is just crazy. I don't know how they do it, but when you write on the screen, it makes a funny little scratching sound like you're writing on paper. And the delay is so short now that the writing appears instantly on the screen. And it's quite amazing. They're using AI to predict where your pen will go. So it knows what you're going to write before you write it. How's that for creepy?
That's unbelievable.
But anyway, that's how they've done it. And it's just the experience is pretty scary. It's amazing how quickly it works.
Is it a very big phone? Is it a large phone?
It's huge. 6.9 inches for the Ultra, 6.7 inches for the Note 20.
Right.
But, and let me just put this out there right now. The Note 20 Ultra 5G will sell for the sum of 36,999 rand. Just swallow that for a second.
Wow.
I mean, a phone is now breached the 30,000. Well, a couple have in the past, but this is solidly right in the high end, nearly 40 grand for a phone. But, you know, it's not a matter of can you justify it. The pricing on the packages that I've seen from Vodacom and MTN are somewhat competitive, below 2 grand complete.
Right.
So, you know, the price is almost irrelevant if you buy in contract and you want the greatest technology. The screens are interestingly flat now. They're not curved on the edges anymore.
That's interesting.
But they stretch from corner to corner. So the phones, whilst large, are actually quite handleable. The Note 20 much more than the Note 20 Ultra. But the Ultra comes with a 50x zoom camera, which is pretty insane. And a sort of crazy gold color, which is a bit bling for me, but I think a lot of people are going to love. And the screen's also a 120 hertz high-speed screen. So for gamers, doubt this is aimed at them, but generally the smoothness of the scrolling and the speed of which the phone switches from app to app and the fluidity of it is pretty impressive. So from a purely technological point of view, these things are literally at the cutting edge of mobile. The pricing is certainly at the cutting edge of sanity, but they are spectacular devices. So if you're a hardened Samsung fan, obviously runs full Android. They've cleaned up a lot of their sort of funniness with multiple apps. So the latest versions of their UI is actually excellent. And they've deeply integrated with Microsoft. So from a business point of view, you can use it as a main phone. You can use it to connect to their desktop system. So it's got every single thing that you would want from a high-end device. And in many cases can actually replace your laptop. And then again, you're paying as much for this as a high-end laptop. So
yeah,
quite a big deal, but a big improvement from the 10 series. And again, a beautifully built, well-designed, super functional phone from Samsung.
And just to be clear on the whole 5G thing, if your phone is 5G enabled, it means that you can get everything 5G and down.
Yes, and there's nothing that you need to do. You use your existing SIM. It works seamlessly across the entire ecosystem. For example, the whole area near where Samsung's offices are is covered with MTN 5G. I was getting seamlessly 500 megabits per second downloads. In fact, it was so fast, my phone was warning me that I was using too much data. So you don't even notice. All of a sudden, the phone goes from 4G and says 5G. That's it. So, and the responsiveness is remarkable. It's just incredible how quickly you can open web pages and do stuff. So 5G is quite a big upgrade, but not so much in terms of sheer speed. I mean, how fast can you read a web page? But in terms of connectivity, in terms of responsiveness, in terms of just sheer lack of latency on everything. So voice calls that run through through the digital platforms such as WhatsApp, incredibly clear and solid. No delays, no echoes. Setup time for those things is instant. So you push a button, instantly you're connected to whomever you want to talk to. There's a lot more in 5G, but the simple fact is that because of the nature of how 5G works, if there are 10,000 people in the area all connecting to the same tower, you will have a far better experience than if you were on 4G because it just scales much, much better. So data is much more stable, speeds are more stable. Whenever you make WhatsApp or any form of digital call, much clearer, much better. So 5G is just something you've got to have, especially, as I say, if you're using the highest end phones on the market.
Absolutely amazing. I look forward to seeing that. It is 8:42. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always. You can catch Stephen for a full hour, 11 a.m. on Thursday, and certainly you don't want to miss that.